So your best dishes that you would use for company, most likely that'd be made out of?
China?
Sure. Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
A China egg.
What's it used for?
I remember this. I think I remember when my mother would put those in the hen nest sometime to, she was fooling the old hen.
Fooling her into laying?
Yeah.
Was that ever called a nest egg or something like that?
Yeah, and you could leave a nest egg in there. It could be one of her eggs that was left in there, but you marked it so you wouldn't take that one out and use it.
Right.
If you didn't have a China egg, you could use some of those hen's eggs, I guess.
That China egg worked pretty well?
I guess so. I don't know.
Okay. What about if you were going to get some water from a well, what would you carry it in?
A bucket.
Okay. What if you were going to milk your cows, what would you use?
A bucket.
You ever heard that container referred to as anything else?
It would usually, if I heard it referred to anything else, it was maybe the milk pail, but ours was always a bucket.
Mm-hmm. I see. So as far as you're concerned, there really wasn't much difference between a pail and a bucket? Mm-hmm. When you think of a bucket, what do you think it was being made out of?
Metal? Mm-hmm. Maybe, what do we call it, a zinc? Galvanized zinc?
Sure, right. Did you ever have your mother keep any kind of container around the kitchen where she'd throw scraps, you know, keep them for the hogs?
The slop bucket. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And something that you would use to fry a piece of ham in or fry eggs in. That was it.
The frying pan. Mm-hmm. Still is.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for it?
Not at our house. Skillet. I know I've heard used, but ours was the frying pan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you ever recall hearing your mother or grandmother talk about one that they used to cook in the fireplace with? Maybe had legs on it?
A spider. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Well, what was that like? Have you ever seen one?
Yes. I don't know if my mother still has one or not, but years ago she did. Had three or four little legs on the bottom. It had a flat bottom with little legs on it. Mm-hmm. I guess you could put coals under that, I don't know.
Right, I see. Do you ever recall seeing people having a great big black cast iron container out in the yard?
To boil clothes in? Of course, it was the wash pot.
Right. Did y'all have one of those?
Yeah, my mother still has it. Mm-hmm. My sister's got flowers in it, I guess she's still got it.
Did you have any desire to have one of those?
Now? Oh, yes, if I could find one, yeah. I don't know what I'd do with it, but I'd like to have it.
I see. Yeah. What about a container with a spout on it that you might use for boiling tea, something like that? You'd call that a...
If we boiled tea in it, it was the tea kettle. We didn't make tea like that. But then we had one we heated water in. It was still that was the water kettle.
Water kettle.
Cast iron. Mm-hmm.
Was that like a wash pot?
No.
Different.
Oh, no.
It's not as big.
It's like a big teapot with the lid on it, yeah.
I see. Okay. What about a container that you would put cut flowers in?
A vase.
Okay. Would you ever think about growing things in a vase, or is that just for display?
It's for display. I'm using it to put your flowers in. Right. You wouldn't grow anything in a vase. Nope.
What would you grow flowers in?
Flower pot.
Ask you about, common utensils that you use when you're eating a meal.
You use your fork, spoon. You don't eat with your knife, but you have it there.
Okay. And say the plural of knife, if you're having steak, you might have a set of steak.
Knives.
Okay. What about after you get through with a meal, the dishes are dirty, you say you have to do what to the dishes?
You have to wash the dishes.
All right.